Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Crash of a small airplane killed two Fairbanks men on a hunting trip. Alaska State Troopers say an airplane belonging to 45-year-old Timothy Sonnenberg was spotted crashed and burned south of Gold Creek. Sonnenberg and 43-year-old Jason Roberts were reported overdue Friday morning from a hunting trip to the Nenana River. A pilot reported the crash on Saturday. Military helicopter reached the site yesterday, and crew members confirmed two bodies in the wreckage. Troopers say efforts to recover the bodies are underway. The state medical examiner will conduct autopsies. Governor Bill Walker signed an administrative order yesterday in Juneau recognizing and declaring a linguistic emergency for 20 Alaska Native languages. The order recognizes the threat faced by Alaska Native languages and takes steps to revitalize, restore, and preserve them by directing state agencies to work directly with tribal partners. It also directs the state to use traditional Alaska Native place names on public signage whenever possible. The signing took place at the First Alaskans Institute Social Justice Summit, which kicked off Sunday with a public warming of the hands ceremony. The order directs the Commissioner of Department of Education and Early Development to oversee efforts to address recommendations from the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council and then come back with a full report by next June. The council was created in 2012 to advise the governor and legislature on ways to prevent the loss of Alaska Native languages. State charges are expected to be filed today in a case involving a 10-year-old girl's death. 41-year-old Peter Wilson already is charged in federal court. He pled not guilty Friday to making false statements as FBI agents and others searched for Ashley Johnson Barr in Kotzebue. The girl disappeared September 6th and her remains were found September 14th. John Skidmore, the criminal division director for the State Department of Law, says Johnson Barr's family asked that any further legal action be held off until after the girl's funeral on Saturday. He declined to say if the state charges would be filed against Wilson. Federal grand jury indictment says Wilson took a cell phone away from Johnson Barr and then lied when he said he had found it. And an Alaska Native nonprofit recently returned a herd of bison as part of its grand plan for economic development. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports the Old Harbor Alliance, a nonprofit organization made up of local Old Harbor residents and members of the Aleutic Tribe of Old Harbor and shareholders and descendants of the Old Harbor Native Corporation, acquired the bison for the Sitka-Leitik Island Bison Herd Project. And that project is part of a larger endeavor to create economic opportunities for locals. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of rain and rain for today and tonight, with high today should be about 55 degrees. Low tonight should be about 45 to 50 degrees, with rain likely for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Temperatures tomorrow and tomorrow night between 40 and 55 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.